Shavuos, the culmination of all of our avoda, all of our service, starting with Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, culminating in the holiday of Shavuot, the holiday of weeks, is clearly a time of connection and commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to try to gain a sense of what Shavuos is about. Very similar ideas that we've seen in the past, but each time from a little bit of a different angle, a little bit of a different perspective, is to try to understand the holiday of Shavuos through its names. We know the Gemara tells us, Shem Agarim, the name is the essence of something. The name causes a certain reality. So by understanding the names of the holiday, we'll gain a deeper insight into the holiday. Of the names of Chag HaShavuot, which we know, there are four. There's the Chag HaKatzir, the festival of reaping. There's the Chag HaShavuot. There is the Yom HaBikurim, as well as the Atzeret, that the time of gathering. Obviously included, or on top of all of this, is the holiday known as Man Matan Torah Tenus. There's really five names, the time of the receiving of the Torah. I'd like to focus in on two of these names. The Yom HaBikurim, the day of the bringing of the first fruit of the new grain, as well as the Atzeret, the time of the gathering. And what does Atzeret mean will be a major focus of our study today. So that's the first focus of our study, is to try to understand what the essence of the holiday is about, specifically trying to understand what the name Yom HaBikurim is about, the day of the first fruit, as well as Atzeret. Throughout Chazal, not by the Torah, but throughout our rabbis, everyone agrees, Batseret ba'ina nami lachem, Batseret nidonim al peiros ha'ilam. Chazal throughout called this holiday Atzeret. And obviously, if Chazal used this as the name for Chag HaShavuos, as Atzeret, we need to understand what is Atzeret about and how does it hold the key for our avoda on the Chag. That's a question one. The sub-questions within this is to try to understand two ideas. One is, and again, these are very famous ideas, one is, why don't we have any mitzvahs on the holiday of Shavuos? So try to touch in on that aspect. There's no shofar, there's no matzah, there's no sukkah. What's our avodah on Chag HaShavuos? And the second is to try to be able to understand why there's such an emphasis in the Torah when describing the Mamad Har Sinai on the idea of setting up a boundary around the mountain. The Chumash tells us, V'igbalta et ha'am saviv lemor, that there was supposed to be a gvul, a border around the mountain, saying, Hishamr lechem alo bahar, unego bekatzeu, kol noge bahar motumat. Don't get anywhere near the mountain. Anyone who gets near the mountain will die. And right before the Torah is given, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go down again and make sure that they guard this law of lo yuchal am lalod el har sinai, ki ata deita banu lemor hagbel ata har v'kidashto, because you have, you know, created this gvul, this boundary, and created this kedusha, this holiness. And Moshe Rabbeinu has already warned them. Hashem says, go down again, make sure they know this. There's obviously tremendous emphasis before receiving of the Torah on the mitzvah hagbala, the mitzvah of surrounding the mountain. And as we've spoken about before, last week we mentioned it, that all the ideas of Mamad Har Sinai, Rosh Chodesh coming to Har Sinai, the Shloshim Hagbala, the Nasa V'Nishma, all of these have a practical aspect in our lives today. There is some correlation, not only of remembering a historical event of the past, but reliving something in the present. So part of this the Gbalta question is, I understand that they had the mitzvah of the Gbalta of setting a boundary around the mountain. What is the correlation for our lives of this very mitzvah, of this very commandment? Having said this, let us try to begin to get to the depth of what Chag HaShavuos is about, Atzeret Atonement. Let's begin with Yom HaBikurim, the Day of the First Fruits. Now clearly the Day of the First Fruits is about bringing the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. The Bikurim can be brought starting from Shavuos all the way down to Hanukkah, through this entire period. And on Shavuos, as we've spoken about, we were judged on Peiros Eilon. It's the time of judgment of the fruit of the tree. So it's only appropriate that we have the fruit being brought. And we know the fruit was, we've spoken about this at length in the past, the Shtei Alechem was the two loaves of bread, which was a mincha chadasha, a new offering to Hashem. I'd like to try to look at two aspects of this Yom HaBikurim, and again, not the typical ones, but because again, we're trying to get to the core of what the Chag is about. The first, the Chalona Teva, brings down the Klei Yikar in Source 2. On the Pasuk, Tisparu Chamishim Yo, you should count 50 days, V'kraftem Mincha Chadasha L'Hashem, and you shall bring a new offering to Hashem. So, says the Klei Yikar, the new offering, this Yom HaBikurim, this day of the first fruits, this new offering, is Siman L'Yom Matan Torah. It's a sign of the giving of the Torah. Because Torah has to be new to us every day. It has to be a mincha chadasha. As if today we got it from Har Sinai. And he says, this is why we don't have a favorite. It never mentions specifically in the Torah that this is the day of Matan Torah. And just like it doesn't mention the Torah, today is Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, because Hashem didn't want to just have it restricted to one day we receive the Torah, one day we're being judged. We have to look at it as if every single day, Shia Domela B'chol Yom, Kilo Hayom Kibla Mahar Sinai. We have to look at it as if every day we got the Torah from Har Sinai, and likewise we have to look at it as every day we're being judged, not just once a year. So what is the Yom HaBikurim is about on a deeper level? It's a time when we feel that we are bringing the Smincha Chadasha. We have a feeling of newness, a feeling of rejuvenation. And that Mincha Chadasha, that new offering, is our mindset, and it's a reference, really, to Torah. The Torah has to be new, as if today we got it. On this, we have the obvious question, which is a question my daughter asked me last night. If we should look at it as if we got the Torah every day, then what exactly are we celebrating on Shavuos, right? Why are we marking one day as we got the Torah? Every day should be a marking of getting the Torah. One of the answers that I explained to her is that it's not just about receiving the Torah. Of course, every day we have to look at the Torah as it's new and with the excitement of doing mitzvahs. But there's an aspect of Mamad Har Sinai, there's an aspect of receiving the Torah that we're focusing in on this Yantif. And that is the Eish, the fire, the sounds, the experience of a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoto b'atzmo, Atah Reis L'Adad, opening up the heaven, the panim el panim relationship, that face-to-face relationship, that intensity of love is what we are marking on this day, and re-experiencing almost like a generator, enabling us to recharge and to feel that, of course, Torah has to be felt like it's new every day. But we have to recharge that love and that intensity of the experience of Yom Matan Torateinu, the day of the receiving of the Torah. It's not Yom Kabbalat HaTorah, day we receive the Torah. That's every day. But the day that we accepted the Torah is every day. But the day that we get the Torah, the experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah, that is specific to Shavuos, to feel that intensity, obviously to remember it every day, but to re-experience it on Shavuos. So part of the Shavuos experience through the name of Yom HaBikurim is the experience of the Mincha Chadasha, the newness, the freshness of this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and His people. But there's a second aspect of what Yom HaBikurim is about, also very much overlooked. And that's an idea the Lekach V'Alibuv brings down in Source 3. He says, Shavuos nikra b'Torah Yom HaBikurim, and Rashi explains, Shenikra Yom HaBikurim b'Glal Havas Bikurim Shokol Yochi V'Yochi. The reason it's called the Day of the First Fruit is that every individual brought their fruit. And he says, really, if this is a day about the first fruit, today we don't have first fruit, what is Yom HaBikurim for us, right? Again, how do we make it something that's relevant for us? So he says, for us, Ki avoda sayom hi tfila. For us, our Bikurim, our first fruit, is davening to Hashem. This is based on a Medrash Tanchuma. Moshe Rabbeinu foresaw in Ruach HaKodesh that Beit HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and that Bikurim were not going to be brought, and he established davening 3 times a day. So we see that when we do not have the Bikurim, what we are left with is the Avodas HaTfilah, the davening. And indeed, he notes in Source 4, V'yeshachol achadakach lichazek b'tfilah v'kochel shel David HaMelech. Today is the day of David HaMelech. David HaMelech describes himself, Ani tfilah, I am prayer. So of all days of the year, obviously, all year we have to work on tefillah. But the day which is called Yom HaBikurim, the day of the first fruit, and tefillah is in place of our Bikurim, our first fruit. And it's the day where David HaMelech was born and died, it's the day of celebration of David HaMelech. It behooves us to put more effort into our tefillah than all year. And indeed, as Rav Pinkus notes, we have noted before, there are 3 times of Eid Ratzon of specific favor and closeness to Hashem. Every Shabbos Mincha, time of Shal Shudis, Rava de Ravi, Ratzon of Ratzon. Vanitzu Atilach Hashem, Elokim Baruch Hastecha, Neini Bemes Yusecha. The time of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur and Musaf of Shavuos is the 3rd time where you feel this closeness to Hashem. This is the time of David HaMelech. And indeed, as we know, Josh Mordechai brings down in Source 5, Chag HaShavuos is a time that's auspicious to say the Book of Tehillim, if not the entire Tehillim, to say, you know, some capitals more than we normally do during the day. And he quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, who notes that our saying of Tehillim is accounted for both as davening and as Osek B'Torah, as involving in Torah. So on Shavuos, when there's an Inyan of Tefillah, Yom HaBikurim, and an Inyan of Zman Matan Tartena, the Inyan of Torah, so Tehillim covers both grounds. It's definitely a time, even if we don't understand what we're saying, and has tremendous value to spend part of the day, even just a little bit, particularly, you know, these long days, particularly if you have 2 days, you have to, if there's no excuse not to spend some time with Tehillim. And again, if you're with a group of, in a community, to take the Tehillim Mechulat, you know, invite some friends over together, and each of you, you know, take a few books, and you can then finish the whole book of Tehillim. It's a tremendous chus for your family, as well as for your community, for Am Yisrael. But there's another connection to Tefillah on Shavuos, and that's found in Source 6, Rav Shor continued. It says, by the Korban Tumi, the morning offering, and we know that our davening is in place of the morning offering, Olat Tamid Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, the Korban Ola, the Korban Tamid, that was instituted in Har Sinai. So that you see that the Korban Tumi, the morning sacrifice, is connected to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai. Our davening is in place of this. We see, says Hasemes, that our davening is connected to Har Sinai. V'im kein b'yom hazeh shechozer u'meirim ha'arot shayulu v'nei sof Har Sinai. It therefore is appropriate on the day when all of the energy of Har Sinai reappears, yesh lanu yecholah, we have the ability, lahev b'kovach ha'tfilah ha'asuya v'Har Sinai. We can become excited through the davening on Har Sinai. And be able to inspire ourselves with awakening for tefillah for the entire year. That sheyeh tefillah ba'ofen shehayta ba'suya b'Har Sinai. Lo ba'ofen shemitzvah donashim ulumata, not out of rote, but with a passion. And the davening of Shavuos is a davening that should be one of the most powerful davenings of the entire year. It's interesting just to note that the Yaakov brings down the Medrash, which says, different Chachamim ask, what's the most basic pasuk in all of Chumash? And one interpretation was, Shimon ben Pazi Omer, the pasuk, et hakeves achat taseva boker, the ram that you bring every morning. And Amad Raplonia Raglav Amar Halacha Kaben Pazi. This is it. This is the major pasuk, right? We think Va'avderecha Kamocha. You may think Shema Yisrael. These are all brought in the Medrash. Why? Says the Maharal, because at the Kevas Achat Tasev Boker, the end of 7, Uklaugada v'Torah means this is about an Adam Oved Hashem Yitzbarach b'tmidus. Right? V'Asherech Kavoch is very nice. And Shmai Yisrael is very nice. But Akeva Sachat Taseh B'Boker is about every single morning I'm serving Hashem. Every single day, day in and day out. The whole idea of Har Sinai is Kabbalah's all. The whole idea of Har Sinai is taking upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. And Avala'ikar hi avodas hatamid hatmidus shel avoda. We can't be, you know, fickle. Today, yes. Tomorrow, no. It has to be day in and day out. And just like by the Bikurim it said, v'samachta b'chol atov. You have to do it with simcha, with yitzchatshus, with renewal. That has to be our avodas Hashem with this passion. So Shavuos on the one hand is about the receiving the Torah. The Yom HaBikurim is the Mincha Chadasha. What's the new gift? The gift of Torah. And that has to be with the feeling of excitement. Hashem came down and there is this intensity of relationship. But Yom HaBikurim has two aspects to it. Yes, it's the intensity of relationship of Hashem giving us the Torah, and as the Klei Yekar knows, we have to feel this every single day. But there's also the response from our side, and that's tefillah. And the response from our side is that we need to connect to Hashem, Yom HaBikurim, every single day through davening. Et hakeves hatamid, taseh b'boker. Being able to bring this day after day with this fire, with this enthusiasm. And that is where you find that Shavuos becomes, again, that charge that we have for the year. The charge of feeling Hashem giving us the Torah, the charge of feeling connected to Hashem through tefillah, and the ability, the Yom HaBikurim, that's why it goes, the mitzvah goes for months. It's symbolic of the fact that our connection to Hashem and our commitment to davening and to learning isn't just a one-time event. Bikurim can be brought over a whole period of time. Our commitment to God has to be over a whole commitment of time. Having said all this, my friends, Rav Shor notes that there is one particular tefillah. And we've spoken about that the Sfarim bring down that in certain shuls, certain yeshivas, they would daven this tefillah for 3 hours, even though they stayed up the whole night. This one tefillah is mamish, the key of Shavuos. And it behooves us on a day of tefillah that we focus a little bit to learn a little bit beforehand, to perhaps say it out loud, perhaps sing it, say it a little bit slowly. And that tefillah is in the Daber Miprat Echa B'Tefillah, Source 9, Hanogea Lavodas Hayom B'Miuchad, V'Hu Inyana Kavana B'Birkas Ahava Rabba. You want to know what the bracha is on the Yontif of Shavuos? It's the bracha of Ahava Rabba. Because that's a yisod, this is the fundamental tefillah of our Hatzlacha B'Limud Torah, our success in learning, our siyata d'shemaya, in all of our avodas Hashem, the rabbanim that said if they didn't cry in Ahava Rabba in the morning, they couldn't be b'chadish chidushim during that day. And we know in 11 Akol Talui b'tefillah, everything is dependent on prayer. We can do all that's in our ability to do. But the key has to be, Hashem, help us be able to complete it. Help us be able to be successful. As much ratzon as we have, as much hachana as we have, it's imperative that we have tefillah. Nimsan 12 double underline, ki avodoteinu hi hachanat kama shevicholteinu. As we'll speak about, we have to put in the effort to the best of our ability. V'achar kach mutal leinu litpalel, but we have to daven. Al Torah for Torah, al Dveikus for mitzvos, connecting to Hashem and mitzvot. Al Ava v'ayira, on loving and fearing God. Akol talui b'koach ha-tefillah, everything is dependent on tefillah. And that, my friends, is what the bracha of Ava Rabba is about. I just want to highlight one or two ideas of the bracha of Ava Rabba, Rav Schwab on prayer, and this is just, you know, tik-tipab, a drop in the ocean. We talk about in the Ahava Rabba, Be'ahava, with love. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu 14 to grant us the frame of mind to practice the mitzvot not out of compulsion or the feeling of restriction, but out of love for Him and His Torah. Wow. You know how long we could spend on that word, Ahava? And the word Ahava appears over and over again in Ahava Rabba, love. You know what Ahava is about? Hashem, I want to connect with you. And this is the day, this is the Koach of David HaMelech, this is the Koach of Tefillah, this is what's in place of Bikurim, this is the Tefillah of Limud Torah, this is the Tefillah of Siyata Deshmaya and being successful in learning, this is where our energy has to go, my friends. All of our feeling, all of our excitement, all of our passion has to go into Be'ahava, with love. Of course I can do the mitzvahs because I'm forced to do it. Of course I can be a robot and do it. But where's the Ahava? Where's the Rachmana Limavoy? Where's the heart? Where's what Hashem desired? Be'ahava, to cry over this word, to implore in this word, to besiege, help me reach Ahava, help me reach love. As well as we ask for Va'eri Neinu B'sar Secha, enlighten our eyes through your Torah. This is what David HaMelech says, Gala Naiva Bita Niflo B'sar Secha, open my eyes so that I may see and the wonders of your Torah. There's no end to new knowledge of learning. To be able to ask Hashem, open my eyes that I can I'll have a new understanding, a new pshat, that excitement, that passion, that the learning is miniyam. Let me find something I haven't ever seen before. Look at it in a way that's exciting, that's passionate. Open my eyes that I have an understanding of what I'm learning. Va'ereinenu b'sar secha. Wow. V'dabek libeinu misosecha. 15. Once our eyes have been enlightened through Torah learning, our hearts become attached to the mitzvot. This attachment is known as dibuk b'mitzvot. The more one learns, the more he's able to fill the mitzvot properly. And even on a simple level, one may think that he's doing the mitzvot properly, but without learning, he cannot possibly do so. Especially with regards to the mitzvot of Shabbos and Yom Tov, the lachos, the tzitzis, and tefillin, brachos, even kiddush and birkos hamazon. The result of diligent Torah learning is not only that we become more desirous of doing the mitzvot, as for instance Shabbos and Yom Tov, but become equally desirous of avoiding even the slightest averos. Our hearts become attached to every aspect of Torah mitzvot. And that's why a little bit earlier in the Ava Rabba, we ask Hashem, Ulekayim ekol divrei samusar zecha ba'ava, to be able to uphold it. To uphold the mitzvot is not the same as lasso, which means to observe. Lekayim means to strengthen and uphold the observance of mitzvot, even if this involves hardships that may cause one to neglect them for various reasons. Some mitzvot may even interfere with one's livelihood or other important aspects of one's life. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the strength in the face of all odds to uphold those mitzvot that are about to fall and be trampled upon. My friends, on the first level, what is Shavuos about? It's about Yom HaBikurim. It's about the Mincha Chadasha. It's about the new offering that's brought. How Torah has to be seen as new, as that relationship being renewed, that marriage, it's an anniversary today, as well as what also has to be renewed is our tefillah, particularly for Siyata Deshmaya in learning, not only learning Torah, in keeping Torah, in having the love for Torah, to upholding Torah, that my whole life is about connecting to Torah. This is what I daven for. I could want it, but I need to be able to mamish daven for it. Ava Rava, in your machzor or in your siddur, whatever you use for Shavuos, put a little flag there, put a little mark, whatever it is that's going to remind you. Maybe put an English translation, learn it beforehand, highlight certain ideas, so that you understand exactly what you're saying, and realize that this is a tefillah for you, for your family, to be connected to Torah in ways that the entire year is based on your success. Okay. Having said that, this leads us now, gives us an opening to be able to appreciate how the holiday called Atzeret, the same day Shavuos, is very much a reflection of these very same ideas. Albeit they're called different names, albeit they have different imagery, but the core is this relationship of Kodesh Baruch Hu to us, Yisrus HaDil La'ela, the awakening of above, the Mamad Har Sinai, and the Yisrus HaDil Tata, the awakening from below, the Tefillah. Let's see it in the name Atzeret. There's a lot of Torah written on Atzeret. I like to focus in on three aspects of this name, but again, not to the exclusion of others, just three that I'd like to highlight. The Kedushas Levi offers three interpretations of Atzeret. We're going to be doing the first and the third. Rav Levi Yitzhak in Berditchev, source 17. And he says, Ofer achad hu al derech hapshat, halo nireh b'chol hachagim, yesh bem shnei minei avodah, Abdullah Borei Baruch Hu. There are two really aspects of serving Hashem. Ha'acharu ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah shayach l'chai ploni, doing the mitzvahs of that holiday, matzah, sukkah, etc. Va'asheni hu isur asiyas melacha. The other aspect is not doing any work, right? You can't write and you can't do melacha. U'b'chad shavuot einokrin. Shavuot only has one. Rak mitzvah chad. Dehainu shanu ne'etzarim ma'asiyas ha'melacha. Well, then you crab Hashem Atzeret. Why is it called Atzeret? Because Atzeret is about, really, we only have one mitzvah, and that is not to do malacha, right? We don't have mitzvahs of the day. We have the mitzvah only of holding ourselves back. Sefer Toda'ah, echoing this, first brings another interpretation, which we're not going to look at this year. A day of assembly, some of the commentaries explain that the designation Atzeret connotes in gathering or assembly. They note that Moshe referred to the day in which the Torah was given, speaks to the day of Atzeret assembly. Others maintain the name Atzeret was given to the festival because of the holiday after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why our rabbis gave it, and that for the Torah has no special mitzvahs other than the obligation to refrain from work, i.e. Atzeret from the Hebrew word connoting refraining or stopping. And if you've been to Israel lately, you know that a stop sign, they're hard to find, but if you should find one, is Atzor, to stop, right? We have traffic circles here instead of stop signs, and that has a lot of depth because Israelis never stop. They just keep on going. Sometimes in circles, but we just keep on going. 19. The idea of stopping, which on the most basic level means to stop from melacha, has obviously a deeper connotation of what stopping is about. Just like Yom Bikurim is about bringing the first fruit on a deeper level, it's about tefillah. What is the stopping, the refraining about on this level? So says Rav Roberts in 19 in Timeless Season, the Yanta of Shavuos has many names, and one of them is Atzeret. Its actual meaning is not clear cut. The usual translation of solemn assembly could apply to any Yanta when Jews assembled together, and not specifically to Shavuos. He says perhaps one could explain the particular name in the following way. We know the Gemara tells us that Mamad Har Sinai, the Jewish people, accepted the Torah out of duress. Nearly 1,000 years later, on Purim, Kima V'Kibla, which we spoke about last week, they re-accepted the Torah out of love. What happened in the Purim story that suddenly the Jewish people are re-accepting out of love? What was the motivating factor of that story? So obviously the classic answer is because they felt Hashem's love for us. Good. He brings a very interesting chiddush. He says, when the people saw that Haman decided to obliterate an entire nation, and the whole reason he was doing this was because one person did not bow down to him, they realized the power of negative mitos. Such is the latent power in the asterisks in 19 of evil within human nature. A streak of jealousy, wounded pride, and unfulfilled desire can reduce a person to absolute inhumanity, and this discovery alarmed the Jews. They realized that there was an urgent need for somebody to help control such evil inclinations, enable them to preserve human dignity and decency. Hence, it was the shock of Haman's behavior that prompted Klal Yisrael to make a fresh Kabbalah HaTorah, because only Torah provides a reliable antidote to the Satan. And this explains the idea of Atzor to restrain. On this particular Yantiv, Klal Yisrael is endowed with the power of restraint. Atzor is not just to stop from doing malacha, it's much deeper than that. The whole idea of Torah is to learn how to restrain yourself through the medium of Torah which they receive. The more we assimilate its wisdom and fulfill its directives, the better equipped we are to live with discipline and control of our baser instincts. As Shlomo Melech writes, this is a great interpretation, Umotar hadam min habema, the superiority of man over beast, is ayin, which literally means is nothing. He explains the following, which means that it's a man's ability to say no and exercise self-mastery, which no animal possesses. And this is the beauty of Torah. More than anything else, it invests us with this capacity. In our own times, this ability is more necessary than ever. We live in a frightening age of permissiveness, disobedience, callous brutality, with people unashamedly displaying the worst instincts. Decency is in tatters, authority is derided, and the sanctity of life is an outmoded concept. The idea of saying no to the beast within us is not fashionable. It is therefore doubly important nowadays to remember over 3,000 years ago the divine Torah was bequeathed to us for that very purpose, to furnish us with the power of Atzeres and enable us to restrain our basic inclinations. And that, says Rav Rice in Meros Surim, Parshas Yisro 23, that is why Lo B'Mikra and the arrow, he deemed a Kadosh Baruch Hu L'tavodet Am Yisrael only Fnei Matan Torah B'Mitzvah Hagvalah. That's why before we got the Torah, the mitzvah that we got, and as we mentioned, was reiterated, was the mitzvah of Hagbalah, to put a fence around the mountain. And this is teaching us on a much deeper level. It's not just putting a boundary on the mountain. It's a lesson to us that we need to put boundaries around ourselves. The lowly fol sanot omavim biltim vukarim, and not to just do anything that, you know, comes our way. And this is not only in the realm of maisa of action, it's in the realm of machshava of thought. What we think about has to be controlled. It's in the realm of deeper, what we say has to be in control. Right, as Rav Pinchas says, just like nobody would enter into a car, nobody, if you knew the brakes did not work. It is suicide, literally. Nobody can wake up in the morning unless the brakes are functioning and working. You have to have the ability to restrain, not to say something, not to think something, not to do something. Not like, oh, it's a free country, I can say whatever I want, I can do whatever I want. No, there's no such thing as that. There has to be restraint. And that, my friends, is why the mitzvah of Hagbalah, the mitzvah of the Balta Ta'am, to be able to set a boundary around the mountain, is such an imperative. And that is how it relates to our lives. Before we can enter into receiving the Torah, are we working on ourselves and making sure we understand what the boundaries are? It's almost like, you know, the checkup on the car to make sure the brakes work. And therefore, in conclusion of this first level, the Shalal Rav notes, according to Rav Shmuel Delvey Vakelin, who says, Atzerity Milashon 23, Atzira, Shitnai Kodim L'Kabal Satorah. Before we can receive the Torah, we have to be able, L'Chbosh Et Yitzro, L'Rasein Et Tavatav, to be able to conquer our inclination, to be able to hold back. And this is the idea of the Magid of Kodesh notes on our Zmiros on Shabbos, Chafatzecha Asurim, which is a Hasidic level, is whatever you desire is usur. It's not everything that you desire you're allowed to do. No. And that's we understand. The whole essence of Matan Torah, you have to prepare yourself to be a mensch before you can receive the Torah. So on this level, what is Atzeret about, and how does it relate to our lives? It means holding back. Obviously, it means holding back from doing malacha, doing work on Yantif, clearly. But it's much deeper than that. It's holding ourselves back. What we're celebrating on Shavuos is our ability to appreciate that we have been given a gift that enables us to know how to rein in our desires, our feelings, and to be able to give us a clear guideline of what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. Before you can have the Torah, you have to be a mensch. You have to set the boundaries around the mountain, the boundaries around yourself. And that's when Atzeret comes to remind us of this ability to know how Torah is able to be so relevant to every single moment of one's life. The second level of Atzeret, the second level of the idea of the boundary around the mountain, is the third understanding of the Kedushas Levi. Quotes here a very, very beautiful idea of the Ramban on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mata'iru Matoru Atavat Shetechpas. When there's an awakening of some type of awakening in life, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on you, an inspiration, right, of Ava, of Yura, when you're inspired and you can't define inspiration, it's like Rav Kaplan says about love. Either you felt love or you never felt love. Inspiration is the same, right? You can't define it. When a person has this inspiration, he says, as I take it from miyad, you're ella so luckily. You have to put it in something. You have to hold it in something. So he says, immediately do a mitzvah. Whether it's giving tzedakah, saying tehillim, learning, whatever it is. because we know he says can't do it. She don't worry about Allah Dabapetapito. When you have an inspiration out of the blue, wow, right? You're inspired, whether it's by a sunset, by something a child does, by a piece of music, by something you hear. Know who or Nishbala Milmala. It's a gift from above. It's a light, it's an energy from above. The Nikra Bechinas Neshama, it's referred to as a soul. As I sarich adam lo bisha beguf, but you have to put the soul into a body. So it has strength that doesn't what? It doesn't falter. And he says, this is what happened in Babat Har Sinai. And Matan Torah, there was obviously a Hisorus Gedola. But they didn't yet have any mitzvah to do. So what was the kli? What were they, like something to hold on to, right? Like a hanger to hang your coat on. You have to have something to allow this to become real, to be, allow this to become, you know, strong. So he says they had one mitzvah. And that one mitzvah is not to touch the mountain, to make sure they weren't too close to the mountain. Uma mitzvah hazu hayosim kli leit'orur, v'alshem zeh nikra b'shem atzeret. Because this was the only mitzvah they had, this is where they invested their passion, by not going up on that mountain, by stopping themselves around that border. That was their way of taking their inspiration and making it real, and making it something that they have that wick for the candle. So the only mitzvah they had then was the mitzvah of Abola, of not getting close to the mountain. And as we saw, that's the Atzeret. Stop. Don't get too close. So therefore, the holiday is called on Atzeret to remind ourselves that it just wasn't any mitzvah that they had before the receiving of the Torah. This mitzvah represents their Hisarus, represents their awakening. They put everything into this mitzvah because this is all that they had before the Torah was given, when they were inspired with the experience of receiving the Torah. If that's the case, so then practically for us, we don't need to have the mitzvah of not coming close to the mountain. We need to find our own kli, our own way of finding this candle to take the inspiration of Shavuot and be able to hold on to it. And obviously, whatever that is, one will be successful. But just as this mitzvah preceded Mamad Har Sinai, it allowed the Mamad Har Sinai to have something to be put on. The Sfarim say that really our receiving of the Torah also has to have a kli. We have to have a vessel to be able to receive the Torah, right? To be able to have the experience of Shavuos, which is such an amazing experience, there has to be something to catch it. It's like, you know, you can have Hershey Kisses coming down from heaven, but unless you have a bag to put them in, it's just going to, you know, fly away, whatever. You know, it's like the boys at the Kiddush for a bar mitzvah, you know, they take off their hats and they'll catch all the candies that are coming down from the women's section, right? You need a kli. So says again, Rav Weissblum and Haros Derech, Hakol mikupal v'tamun b'milah achad hachana. You want to know what the kli is? Just like their preparation was not to touch the mountain, our preparation, the equivalent for our lives, is to be able to be prepared for receiving the Torah. That's our kli. It has to be hachana. Shachana glodal yoter, yoter gdelim memadim shokli akibul memela zochel dam lumilui ruchani gadol yoter. The more that you prepare, the more that you are ready for the experience of Shavuot, to that extent you'll be able to hold more of the excitement, the passion, the inspiration on Shavuot. The larger the boy's hat, the more candy he will get. And he says this idea, and we'll try to concretize it, of hachana. What is this hachana about? Hachana, preparation, is better probably defined as hazmana, he says. Hazmana means being prepared in terms of being conscious of what is about to transpire. And he quotes here from Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, when he talks about the way a person works on the Midah of Tara. He says, "Umina ma'asim ha'madrichim et adam lavo lidei midasu." How you get to the level of purity. Hu hazmana ledivrei havoda v'amitzvos. Which means, you don't enter into a mitzvah suddenly. You stop. And you say to yourself, what am I about to do? How am I going to do it? What is it going to entail? To whom am I doing it? Why am I doing it? you know, we can walk into Shavuos like we normally do. You shower, you know, the table set. Okay, Shavuos is here. But what does that mean? How is Shavuos going to become part of me? And this is true of any mitzvah. I daven, you know, I open my siddur, blah, 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 blah. But what happened to the mitzvah? I haven't been able to create a vehicle to hold on to the mitzvah. If we were to have hachana, which means that I stop beforehand, atzeret, atzor, I stop, and I say to myself, whoa, why am I doing this? For what am I doing this? What's my kavana in doing this? What's my intention in doing this? It changes the entire mitzvah. Rav Nevin Zal, in his essays on Shavuos, says this. He says, "B'chol shana 27 anu mekablim et haTorah mechadash." Every year we receive the Torah anew, and we have a deeper understanding of what it's about. But he says, "Eli yeshli shol l'shema chashuvah tzipiyah l'mat haTorah." Why are we counting Sfiras Omer? Why are we so excited? Harechaga shivora kabbalat haTorah mechudash shavuos yakia gamim lo mitzapelo. Whether we count Sfiras or not, Shavuos is going to come. Whether we're prepared for it or not, it's going to come. And the answer is, Hachuvahi, the dad in 27, Sheyeshno Abdel Gadol ben Kabbalah Satorah Shemitzapimla. You can't compare a Kabbalah Satorah that you're looking forward to and you're preparing for to a Kabbalah Satorah Shinofel Talenu Minishamayim that just falls on us from heaven. Without the excitement, without the anticipation, you're missing so much of what the experience is all about. It's like what, similar to the Tel Rosh Yeshiva says by Kriyas Yamsov. Pasuk says, "Hijiyatz for Ruud Yeshua Hashem, stand and see the salvation of God." Duh. I'm obviously there to see it. No, of course, yes. But unless you stand and you contemplate what you're about to see, then the experience becomes an entirely different experience. Could you imagine a bride and groom show up to the chuppah day without any introspection, without any thinking beforehand of what type of home they want to build, without at all thinking about what they're going to daven for under the chuppah, which is a time of yichud, a time of oneness, as if you're walking to the kodesh kodashim, and they just walk down the aisle and, you know, smile to everybody and wave without thinking? What type of chuppah is this going to be? What type of marriage is this going to be? Obviously, there are hours and hours of thought and intensity. That's a marriage. You want to marry a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos, you have to go into the marriage. What do you want? What's the relationship about? What am I getting into? What do I expect? What is relationship all about? And he quotes here, Rav Nevin Zal, 28, a gevaldik vort by Rechavam, the king of Yehuda. The pasuk says in Divrei Yamim, Beis Yudalim, Vayas Hara, and he did evil in the eyes of God. But the Chumash doesn't, the Navi doesn't say what he did. B'meh. So HaKatuv lo metzayin davar mitzuyam rak. The Navi ends, Ki lo hechim libo lidrosh et Hashem. He didn't prepare his heart to search of God. To be an Eved Hashem, or at least to try to be an Eved Hashem, you know what the key is? You have to lahachin lev, libo, to prepare your heart. Without the preparation of your heart, without being able to realize what's going on, then vayas hara, all terrible things can happen. Vagarein lekach hayaki lo hichin libo lidrosh et Hashem. Lavodas Hashem, to serve God, yesh legesha mitoch hachana, you have to prepare. You have to be nachon libi elokin, nachon libi ashira vazamra, says David HaMelech in Tehillim Nun Zayin. You have to first prepare yourself, prepare your heart. Then you can sing to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rav Pinkus says this clearly in his essays on Sukkos in 29. He says, you can't fall into mitzvahs. There has to be hineni muchan zuma, as well as by averos, he said. You have to think before you do things. Imagine, hineni muchan zuma, behold, I am ready and prepared to speak Lashon Hara. Of course I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. Behold, I'm ready to lie. Whoa! We don't think. And because we don't think, we say and do, and we go through experiences, and we don't get the full value out of the experience. When I anticipate, when I'm excited, when I realize what I'm doing, when I atzor, atzeret, when I stop, and I create a kli. In this case, the Mamad Har Sinai, the kli was the migvalta tahara. That's the atzeret, holding oneself back. That experience of I can't do whatever I want, but that was a mitzvah they could hold on to. The mitzvah we can hold on to be ready for the experience of Shavuos, it's the mitzvah of hachana, to prepare ourselves appropriately. That's why we have
Rosh Chodesh Sivan begins the momentum. The Shloshim Hagbalah, all of this every year. You got to get excited with this, that we're about to get married. And this is major, and our whole ruchnis of the year is on the line here, and our tefillah is on the line, and we're davening for Siyata Deshmaya of Be'ava. There's so much going on here. You can't fall into a love relationship. You have to think about it. You have to prepare for it. And this is what Shavuos is all about. So my friends, let's summarize what we've seen till now, and we'll do one final idea. Yom Bikurim is this relationship. Hashem comes down with love. It's a mincha chadasha. We have to feel this love. It has to be like Torah is new. The relationship is refreshed and renewed. It's Yom Bikurim is tefillah. Yom Bikurim is a place of tefillah. We have to be able to bring, like the Bikurim, with simcha, with hitchatshus, not with hijashnud, with, oh my, I got to daven again. Wow. Today's a new day. Today I have an opportunity to talk to Hashem. Salavarino Zecha Machutzel, says in Shiva Shalom. I am so excited to be able to mention Hashem's name. Wow! Tefillah of Ahava Rabba, to invest in it. The Ahava, wow! Daven for that love, for you, for your family, for the whole community, for Am Yisrael to be able to connect. Rav Shem Tov tells us that bracha with Kavana is going to bring Mashiach. This is the bracha. That's Yom Bikurim. That's that relationship. That's the attunement aspect. To be attuned to Hashem and feeling Hashem's attunement to us. Atzeret. Atzeret, again, has many interpretations. Literally means assembly or holding back. Number one is holding back from Malacha, not doing any work. On deeper levels, holding back from doing whatever you feel like. Torah brings us restraint. That's the idea of setting up a boundary around the mountain. Restraint. And that's what we have to look forward to in our life and appreciate how Torah does that for us. We can't think and do and say whatever we want. Wow, aren't we lucky that we have a Torah to be able to direct us on how to live our lives in the best way possible. The aspect number two of Atzeret is that when you have an awakening, you have to have a kli. You have to have something to hold it, otherwise it's just going to disappear. What's our way of holding it? Our way of holding it, Klai Yisrael's way of holding it, was Atzeret, that mitzvah of Atzor, of Ibalta, to create the boundary around the mountain. What is our way of holding this? One of the ways is Hachana. The more we prepare for the holiday, the more excited we are, the more we don't just fall into it, the more we think about what we're doing, and we think, and we contemplate, and we sit. And my friends, this is true of any mitzvah. It's true of Erev Shabbos. You shouldn't just fool into lighting candles. Sit down beforehand. Go over your week. Anticipate, you know, Bowie Kala. It's also like a wedding every Shabbos. Before doing anything, it is an imperative to think. This is one of the biggest problems we have in our society. We just fall into things. Oh, mincha time, let me dab it. We fall, we're falling all day. We have to stop and give ourselves that time, and our entire mitzvah observance is going to be dramatically changed. The final level of Atzeret connects, in Shiva Shalom, Solomon Rebbe in 30, connects the other day that's called Atzeret, and that is obviously Shemini Atzeret, the last day of Shavuos, the last day of Sukkot. And obviously both of them have in common that they're times of Torah, that Shavuos is a time of Matan Torah, and Sukkot is a time of Simchas Torah. And he says, this time is also in the bracket of 30, a Yichud Gamor, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Migyachei in Yisrael, that Hashem is alone with Klal Yisrael. This is the marriage. This is the closeness. This is the end, both times, of a long period. You have the Pesach, the 50 days, and the culmination is Shemini Atzeret Day 51, really, if you're counting Pesach. You start with Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the 51st day is Shemini Atzeret. It is the culmination of period. An Hashem Hoshia Na, Na. Nun Aleph An Hashem Hatzlicha Na. This is the idea, Hoshia Na by Shemini Atzeret, Hatzlicha Na, Siva Shalom says, by Shavuos. And he says, quoting Noam Elimelech at the end of 31, that Torah is like black fire on white fire. With the white fire, it's far more important, far more holier than the black fire. Because the black fire is just that letter. The white fire, which is the white parchment, are the number of letters that are found of Alagvil Hachalak Kolel Kdushat Kolotiot, have all the letters on it. It's not just one letter. And that is the difference between the holidays, which have left one mitzvah, this is the mitzvah matzah, this mitzvah sukkah, And Shmini Atzeret, or Atzeret of Shavuos, which is the white fire, it's the totality of all the mitzvot. It's the experience of all the mitzvot. It's on a level that is even higher. It's the white fire, and it's a Darga Yaseira Kodesh Kadoshim Lamala Mikolim Yanasiya. It's above the world of doing. That was one of the questions we asked. How come there are no mitzvot on this day? This day is not rooted in mitzvot. This day is beyond the realm of mitzvot. This is a day of Kodesh Kodashim. It's not a day of the black fire of a letter of something specific. It's the white fire that encompasses all the black fire. This idea, which is obviously a very deep idea, is what the Talei Chaim, the Chalvan, speaks about in sources 32 through 38. And we'll just highlight these ideas where he says the following. He says, in both Shavuos and Simchas Torah, Shavuos and Shmini Atzeret, what they have in common is they are a different dimension of light. And he says there are two dimensions of light. I'm summarizing because of our time limitation. You can learn it inside. There's one dimension of light, which is a candle. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Ner mitzvah, a candle is very much rooted in the physical world. If you don't have a wick and oil and right, you're not going to have a candle. And you need the physical world, right? You need a cow in order to have a sefer Torah and for tefillin. And you need to have an animal to have a shofar. You need the physical world in order to be able to do mitzvos. And that's the light of mitzvos, which comes very much from the acts of the physical. But then there's Torah or. Torah we know, or light we know, the Torah or, light, is light waves. You can't feel them, you can't touch them. It's intrinsic, it's inherent, it's just here, right? Physics 101, right? It's there, and the power is very great. It's not that it needs something to hold on to, it just exists. Torah is well, those light waves. Ner mitzvah, the ner, the physical world needs mitzvot, you need the physicality. But Torah is above this world of the physical. It is a higher level of the generator of light. And he likens it as well to like the neshama and the body. The neshama is really coming from a very, very lofty, high place. The body is very much down here. And you need to have both. All year round, we focus in on the mitzvot. We focus in on the physicality of this world. We focus in on the here and now. There are two times a year where you need to focus in on really the source of all of the light of this world. The source that generates, that gives us the charge to be able to be involved in our relationship with Hashem. And that comes from the Limud HaTorah, that comes from the learning of Torah, that comes from plugging in to Torah. Let's take a look, 36. All the other yontes were very much connected to this world. We're oskimi maguf shalana bakima mitzvos, we're involved in our body in this mitzvah. The sodayan hushan mamshichim et ha-shefel tochem emadim sholam hazeh chomri, and we're very much involved in the physical world. Ma she'en kei mechag ha-shavuot b'shmini atzeret, which is not Rosh Shavuos, and Shmini Atzeret, which is Shmini Atzeret, is day 8. And Shavuos, if we, from the Sfiras HaOmer, is day number 50. It's lamala min hateva. It's above the natural order. We move away from the world of the physical to the world of the spiritual. Umitro amin la'ela la'ela, above and above, usoda taru usoda olam al-yom. We enter into the upper world dimension, the neshama v'atzmuta, the neshama in its pristine state, not the way it gets squashed down here in our body. And that's why there's no mitzvah on these days, because we move to a world which is above the realm of the physical and the doing. We move to the realm of the core. And that realm of the core is the realm of our she'ifas, of our mindset, of the avoda balev, 38. Uma yeshva shavuos, if we don't have mitzvahs, what are we focusing in on? What does it mean to be in the world of the 50? It's about hishtokikus el hatorah. It's desire for the Torah. It's the ravta deliba, the desires of the heart. Ki sufei nefesh el advekus apnimit hamachshavti, to be able to cling to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is not entrenched in the physical world. albeit it's very much part of this world, but there are no mitzvahs of the day. Because Shavuos is about connecting to Hashem on a higher level. It's about being able to tap into not just the physical body of what I do, but how do I feel? To connect to the higher level than Hashem, the 8, the 50, of the deep desire within me. This is the type of life I want to lead. It goes much deeper and much more profound than the world of the physical can offer. And on this level, what does the word atzeret mean? We have a new sefer, the Mirta Shem. We will be using a lot of different volumes in the near future. I was given it as a gift this week from a very chashuv a person who has tremendous love of Torah. Sefer is called Moda Lubina. Rasvi Ratberg, who is the Rosh Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, a very, very, very beautiful and sweet sefer, where he says in 39, Uva'omek biur shem zed datzere, nira dine hayisol l'shem zed datzere v'kidro, hu yom ha-shmini desuka shmini atzeret. And what is that about? Atzeret of our day is like shmini atzeret, and that is, very famous Rashi, that Hashem says, Hitakvu li ma'at, stay with me, hold yourself back. I want to just spend time with you. Kosha alai predatchem. What is atzeret? Atzeret is atzirazu hi hitchabrut gmurayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is connecting completely with Hashem. It is about the chibor yoter gadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. And that is what atzeret is about, where Chazal understood that, you know what the essence of atzeret is about? It's just being alone with Hashem's Torah, with being alone, kivyachol, the ratzon elyon, of just that deep desire that Hashem has for us. And that is why, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in a different essay, in 41, when Hashem came down and spoke to them, and their, you know, parcha nishmasam, their souls left them, they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to us. We don't want to speak to God, from God. We want to hear it from you. Why? Because Torah is about living in this world. Torah is about dying. Torah is about chaye olam hazel pi Torah. And they understood that, you know what Shavuos is about? It's about living with dveikus, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. This is the goal of Shavuos. Shavuos, of course, is about stopping from doing malacha. Of course, it's about stopping from restraining ourselves. It's about the gvul. It's about having a kli, hachana, you have to prepare for the day. What are we preparing for? We're preparing for this intense relationship between us and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No mitzvos, just you and I together. And in fact, although not quoted here, I'd like to mention a beautiful Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk, Vigbalta et Ta'am. Vigbalta, how will you set a border around the people? Et Ta'am. The people were the border. And that's why the people have a Kedusha. Wherever they go, the Shekhinah goes with them. We are the Hagbalah. We are the boundary. And that's why on Shavuos, that Kedusha, that boundary reappeared. And our Kedusha, our holiness of being the boundary reappeared. And therefore we have this intense Kedusha that we feel on Shavuos that beams us up to a higher level, the level of 50, the level of connection. With this we can appreciate as our final idea what Rav Pinkas speaks about in his Shavuos essay, where he says, Torah is a matana from Hashem, right? We begin our bracha of asking for wisdom. Avata chonein ladam da'at. You give, chonein, matna chinam, knowledge to a person. And we ask for, chonein mitcha de'a b'navaska, we're asking for this knowledge. Torah is beyond human ability. Torah is a gift. It's a matna chinam from Hashem, right? And that's why he notes, we have no mitzvahs on the day. We can't possibly have a mitzvah because there's nothing we can do. Torah is just what? A gift from Hashem. But therefore, what can we do? What is our avodah and yantah? Okay, stopping from good. 44a. And this is what we've spoken about almost every year, my friends. V'nei afki atarni nalo ma'matana v'lo nidresh mitana v'sirut nefesh avara miko makom devar achad nidresh v'makabel matanad. But there's one thing, when you give somebody a present, there's one thing that you do expect from them, aside from saying thank you, obviously. Lutzopa matana. To want the present.
Being able to accept the present graciously, that's part of the present, to want the present. And that's the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu brings Klal Yisrael to the camp to greet them, to be able to greet a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? The idea of the chassid going out to the end of the chuppah to greet the Kala. There has to be this excitement. There has to be this passion. And therefore, the avoda mutel leinu b'chag ha'shavuos eina ela lirtzopa matara b'tara v'lach shiva, to see how important it is. And here Rav Pinkus takes this one step further. This is so Rav Pinkus. And he says, when we're talking about that Shavuos is about kasha lepridaschem, atzeret, stay with me. I can't have you leave. It's a day above mitzvahs. It's a day where we're not asked to do anything but just to accept it, to want this mitzvah. Don't think that all we have to do is say, okay, I'm going to keep Torah mitzvahs, and, you know, and Shalom Yisrael, that's it. And I stay up all night learning, I eat some cheesecake, and that's my Torah observance. No. You know what Torah, accepting Torah be'ava, you know what accepting Torah be'ratzon is all about? It's about being able to live Torah. It's about being able to be 24/7 a Jew of Torah. It's Tzvisat Chaim Kolelet HaMashpia Al Kol Chayei Yehudi, the asterisk of 45. It expands to all aspects of my life. And that is what we have to turn to Hashem on Shavuos and say, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to keep your mitzvahs. I want to keep Torah. But there are certain parts of me that are hard to give over to you. Right? I love to talk about people. I love to do this. I love to do that. Whatever it is. I can't accept Torah 100%. Hashem, help me. Shavuos is about re-accepting the Torah. But again, it's not just here and there. It's l'rtzo b'emet l'ishtano v'lagdol b'torah v'liyot muchanim l'shem kach l'akrivet nafshena v'kol mitzvotenu l'chaim amitim shel Torah. It's to be able to live a life completely dedicated to Torah, completely devoted to Torah. You know what Shavuos is about? Shavuos is about being able to make a statement, Hashem, I can't live without Torah. I need to breathe Torah. I need to live Torah. When I am immersed in the Shavuos atmosphere of Kasha Leiparadascha, the Atzor is the holding back. It's the Atzeret. It's the Chuppah. Where it's only me and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm on the level of 50, at the level of 8. Where there's nothing around me of mitzvahs to distract me. It's all about my inner desire, my inner passion. I say, Hashem, all I want to do is live a life of MS. I live a life that has such clarity, that I'm able to see your ways. Haredi Hashem darkecha, show me your ways. Be'ava, with love, to be able to live this life of love. And this is why we read the book of Rud on Shavuot as well. It is such a paradigm of someone who was ready to give up everything in the physical world to live a Torah lifestyle. That's the paradigm for us. That's the model for us. It's not just to play lip service of, I'll learn X amount of hours a day or daven. How can I live every moment as an Eved Hashem, as a servant of God? And my bracha to all of us, my friends, is that our tefillah should be one of tremendous power, particularly in Ahava, Rabbah. We should feel that excitement of receiving the Torah. We should be able to recognize how Torah restrains us, the breaks that we need to be able to move in life. We should be able to appreciate that Torah is about the atzeret, the ability of la'atzor, to hold back, to create that kli, to create that vessel, the hachana. I can't fall into Shavuos. I have to prepare myself for this marriage as I walk down the chuppah. And Shavuos is about the chuppah, of being able to feel like there's nobody else in the world, just me and the chassan. That's it. There's no one else there. Wow, that's intensity. Could you imagine if she was told to jump rope or do things like, she's so focused on that. No, nothing. Just about connection, about kiddush, kiddushin. That is what Shavuos is all about, to be able to focus in on that experience. Atzeret, hold back. Live with me, experience that closeness with me, and be able to take that love and that closeness and be able to transform yourselves in order to be able to influence every day of our lives with that feeling of ravin de ravin, of ratzon de ratzon, of ritzonenu lerote malkenu, I desire to see Hashem, my King, in every aspect of my life.
Chag Sameach.